The Good News Hour greets you once again, and your speaker at this time is David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado. We are coming to you again with another message from this 24th chapter of the book of Genesis. I made a broadcast on this just a short time ago, and after I had finished, I felt I had done so poorly, I wanted to try it again. I remember once I was out hearing some colored Jubilee singers, and one of the company, he sang a solo. And after he finished, he said, I didn't feel that I did so good on that. And he said, I want you to go to the bat once more and see if I can't knock the cover off of that ball. And so I want to go to the Word once more and see if I can cover some of the things that I left untouched in the past message. Now I'm starting with you not in the first part of this chapter 24 where I did before, and what I'm about to read, I did not speak on this or make any reference to it in the past other than I might have read one or two of the verses. In verse 5 of this chapter we have, and the servant of the Lord said unto him, peradventure the woman be not willing to follow me into this land. Must I bring thy son again into the land from whence thou comest out? And Abraham said unto him, beware, a word of warning, beware that thou bring not my son hither again. And in verse 8 of the same chapter, if the woman be not willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath, only bring not my son hither again. I'm skipping over the page in the same chapter, and here is an invitation given now, and it comes to us from one that had room in the house for this man of God, this servant of God, and listen to the language here. And he said, come in, thou blessed of the Lord, wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and room for thee and for thy camel. What a wonderful thing it was to, on the part of that man, to say this, I have prepared the house for thee, I have room for thee, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. I wonder if you've ever employed language like that. Have you ever said that to the Savior, come in, thou blessed of the Lord? You know, he stands without at the outside of the heart's door now, and this is what he tells us in the book of the Revelation, chapter 3. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. Imagine, friend, the man on the outside, the greatest of all persons that ever trod the face of this earth, a man that came right down from heaven, God's own beloved Son. And he stands at the door and knocks, and he says, if any man hear my voice and open the door. Now then, that door opens from the inside. And that's a picture of that heart's door of yours. And he's standing there, and he's knocking at the door. Many a time you remember this, when God the Holy Spirit spoke to you, when the man knocked at your heart's door. I can think of a lady today, she had been coming to the gospel meetings, somewhat concerned about the salvation of her soul. And in conversation with the servant of God at the end of the service, she said, well, every time I come to your house, your service, something knocks on my head. And then the man said, what do you say? Well, she said, I don't know what to say. When he said this, now the next time that person knocks at your head or heart, you just say, come in. Time passed on, and she returned again to another service, and then she said to the man of God, he came again. He knocked on my head. He knocked on my heart. And I said, what did you say? I said, come in. What did he do? He came in. Now look, our Savior needs and wants but one invitation, and he'll accept it at once. Just the very second that heart's door is open, he will come, and he will take you in. Now I'll tell you why I read from this 24th chapter again. We have these words in verse 5. And the servant said unto him, peradventure, the woman, be not willing to follow me. I mentioned in a previous broadcast It was Abraham sending his servant to get a bride for his son Isaac. That's very, very clear, very, very plain. But this servant that was sent, this is what he said, "Peradventure, the woman will not be willing to follow me." Now look, beloved friend, are you willing to follow him? Are you willing to follow the man? Peradventure, he said that she's not willing to follow me. Then he added this, "Must I bring thy son again into the land from whence thou comest out?" Our Savior has gone back to heaven. Many a man, many a woman have said this, "If I could just see him with my natural eyes, if I could just hear the words of his mouth, then maybe I would trust him." But let me say again in the language of this verse I called our attention to. He said, "You must not bring my son down again." Now God's beloved son was down, and he went back to the right hand of heaven. He's in heaven today, and "you must not bring my son down again." You remember the language of Romans chapter 10, and it's about verse 5 or 6. This is what he said, "Who shall ascend up into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above?" I tell you, men and women, in the name of our God, many a man has said that. I wish some would go up to heaven and bring Christ down. Then he added this, "And don't say who'll go down into the deep and bring Christ again from the dead." You know, there are some today that really believe the Word of God that the Savior is in heaven. There are some that believe his body is still in the earth. But I know, friends, on the third day, that grave was empty, and he showed himself alive in the same body by many infallible proofs, and he's up in heaven today, and he sits at the right hand of God, a Prince and a Savior. So we just use this verse and want to make an application of it. You must not try and bring God's Son down again. Oh, he said to this servant of his, "You must not bring down my son." When he said, "What if the woman be not willing to follow me?" Well, he said, "You will be clear of this thine oath." And so, men and women, if you will not follow the man, if you will not accept Isaac as she did, if you will not accept the Savior as some of us have done, then we only have to say we are clear with the oath we received from our Father. Our Father sent us with a message of salvation about his own son Isaac, and we only can say if we can't bring him down again, and we can't go down into the deep and bring him up again, then in the book of Deuteronomy, some said, "Who'll go beyond the sea for us?" You know, the Savior was crucified away yonder in the eastern part of this world, and there he died on a Roman cross. Now, I don't need to say, "Who'll go over and bring him again to me?" We don't need to go over. Why, someone said, "Then why?" Well, the Savior sent his word into all the world. He has his servants in every part of the United States and every part of the world. And you can almost hear any day, every day, a message on God's way of salvation. And we praise and thank the God of heaven. We don't need to go across to some other country. Some of us would be too poor to go. And you know, God's salvation is not for the rich. His salvation is for the world, for everybody. High, low, rich, poor, whatever you may be. But I want to read one verse again. "And if the woman be not willing to follow thee," if the woman be not willing to follow thee, "then what? Thou shalt declare of this thine own oath." Then he said, now beware, beware. That's a word of warning. You see that word sometimes on the gate and in other places. Beware of the dogs. Beware of the bridge out. Beware. It's a word of warning. Whenever I see that, I expect to see something I expect to see something that will keep me out of danger. I mean, if I go on, I'll get into danger. But now, look, this little word says beware. And now the Word of God said to us, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse, if you refuse. Now, there could have been a choice made and was on the part of the one that he went after. And there must be the choice on the part of you, and you're the one that he went after. Now he said, if you're willing and you're obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you're going to be devoured by the sword. The mouth of our God hath spoken it. While the word says, come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, I will make them as wool. Think of that, beloved friend. This is what the Savior wants to do for the sinner. This is what the bridegroom Jesus wants to do for the bride, his church, if they'll but accept him. Now some are saying, I hope and trust that I'll not miss heaven. I'm crying, I'm praying. Well, friends, praying will not save you. Now someone said, I challenge you on that. Does it not say, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved? But remember, your prayer does not save you. It's the Savior that died for you. If you cry to him, Lord, I'm lost, I want you to save me, he's willing to save, he's able to save, he's ready to save. And right here at this very second, if there's an anxious soul that wants to be saved, that Savior is far more anxious to save you than you are to be saved. The word says, wherefore he is able to save to the uttermost all that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. That Savior is not dead today. That Savior is much alive today. And he's looking down from the height of his sanctuary on the sons of men to see, is there one man, one woman, one boy, one girl that will receive my son by faith? You can't see him. You can't feel him. He's gone back to heaven. But we have the word of assurance that he came and died for your sins. And he loved you and gave himself for you. If you only accept him, you'll have forgiveness of sin, and we'll meet you in the glory. Our time is spent. This has been Good News Hour. And you can drop us a line in care of this station to which you are listening, or 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas. And if you have any further desire to have more help from the Word of God, drop us a line. And we'll send you some good gospel literature or other literature that will help you in the ways of God. God bless you and save you is our prayer. For his name's sake, amen.